This photo isn't so much about the artistry behind the photo as it is the message or the meaning that is often conveyed when we take a photo. And just looking at the picture, what do you think is going on here? And I know it's kind of a rhetorical question. I don't expect you to literally answer it. But when you look at this, chances are you thought of something bad. Maybe you thought this building exploded. And in truth, it wasn't like that at all. But if you're like me, that's what your mind probably jumped to. In reality, this is a planned demolition of a building here on campus. This is Cordell Hall. And I took this picture. Boy, it must have been a cold January morning. The tree in the foreground actually has ice on it from when they were spraying a mist of water at the rubble the previous day as they were excavating this building. And they wanted to limit the amount of dust. So this tree is covered in icicles from the mist of water. And I took this picture and I thought about how that we can manipulate the way in which we take a picture to be something that might not represent reality. So when I posted this picture online or when I was editing it in Lightroom, I kind of twisted things a little bit intentionally. If you look at the original on the blog, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see a sign out front that says danger, and there's a fence. And you might see that and think, okay, well, maybe this fence was put up after an explosion. But you'll also see a parking sign that I kind of went a little too far. I removed that parking sign in the final version. And in doing that, in cropping the picture and removing that sign, I created an image that isn't necessarily reflective of reality because it's designed intentionally to be a bit deceiving. And I did that as a way of illustrating what we have at our disposal, the power of the visuals that we capture in our camera. And just by things like choosing how to frame your shot when you take it, choosing what angle to take it at, choosing the time of day that you take your picture, you can affect a great deal of how your audience sees the picture and interacts with the picture. And so I guess this is maybe just a cautionary tale as well as an example of what you can do as a photographer. Certainly you have an enormous power as a photographer to shape the perception of the scene that you're presenting to your viewers. But I think it's also important to be honest. And if your viewers should be, or if you want them to be thinking or feeling a certain way, then frame your image in order to maximize that, or compose your shot in order to maximize the emotions that you want your audience to feel. And I don't know that I have a grand point here other than to illustrate the power that photographers have and the responsibility that we have to wield that power in a way that is true and honest and not misrepresenting anything. In other words, don't do what I did here by deliberately misrepresenting this scene and kind of presenting an alternative version of reality.